99.5 The Mountain.
Mountain Mornings with Ian Canfield.
It's another sad day for Walgreens. You know they're closing about 1,200 stores across the states over the next couple of years. Two more are closing down in the Denver metro area. I was in Walgreens a couple of weeks ago, and it really did look like somewhere that was going out of business. I think there was one person at the pharmacy and one other member of staff who appeared to be doing absolutely everything else in the store. I'd gone there for the pharmacy, but then I saw they had a deal on Altoid breath mints. And you know me, I love a saving. So I ended up doing some self-checkout. And the one person who was running everything that wasn't the pharmacy was on the phone while I was at the self-checkout, appearing to file a crime report about some shoplifting that they'd had done. Everything's locked away and it just looks depressing. But the one person who was working in the main area did try to make conversation with me about how many Altoids I was buying. And she said, "Oh, you like those breath mints, don't you?" Trying to give me that Trader Joe's checkout type experience. But Walgreens now is never going to be like Trader Joe's, is it? Have you had your first cup of coffee yet? It could be about to get more expensive because of new tariffs on Brazil, which is where we get a lot of our coffee beans. Like, coffee ain't expensive enough. I pay more than $7 a time anytime I go into a coffee shop. You know when the cost of eggs went through the roof, people started getting chicken coops at home. How complicated is it to do your own coffee bean roasting? I might start looking into that. If you want to go see Collective Soul with Live at Fiddler's Green Amphitheatre, I've got tickets up for grabs at 7:30 today. Have you seen this story about Southwest Airlines, who have offered two blind passengers a $100 voucher each after they were mistakenly left behind on a delayed flight? It seems what happened was the flight was delayed, so all of the rest of the passengers disembarked, because otherwise they'd be sitting on the plane for 5 hours. But these two blind people obviously didn't realise that the plane wasn't going anywhere because they can't see, so they just stayed sitting on the plane. And Southwest has issued an apology, saying that they're actively working on improving their disability assistance policies and communication. Yeah, like, if you see a blind person out on the sidewalk, don't you ask them if they need any assistance? I do, but no one who works for Southwest thought to say anything to the passengers who are blind sitting in the seats. This is like a scene from Airplane the movie. Do you remember that? Airplane, it's kind of like Naked Gun. In fact, since Naked Gun got a reboot, maybe Airplane is due for a reboot. Although, I don't know if it's a comedy film anymore. It's more like a documentary about modern-day airlines. Nearly half of Gen Z would pick money over love. I'm Ian Canfield on 99.5 The Mountain. I think this makes sense because money is freedom, and you can buy with it pretty much what you want. But as the Beatles sang, "Can't buy me love." Although, that's not strictly true, is it? Because you see a lot of old, ugly guys with very good-looking younger women. But maybe Paul McCartney should update "Can't Buy Me Love" to "Can't Buy Me Love Unless You Have Bill Belichick Money." Cake on Mountain Mornings. Hello, Ian Canfield here. I got tickets for Live and Collective Soul at Fiddler's Green Amphitheatre up for grabs at 7:30 today. AOL have announced they are discontinuing their dial-up internet service after 30 years, which apparently some people are still using. For most people, this will just be a noise from the past that might bring back some happy memories from the 1990s. For anyone younger listening, this is what you had to go through to get online about 30 years ago. Basically, that went on for about 30 seconds, didn't it? And now I live in a time when if I switch on my YouTube TV and I can't access the latest episode of South Park because I get the spinning wheel for about 5 seconds, it drives me absolutely nuts. Collective Soul and Live are coming to Fiddler's Green Amphitheatre next week. If you want to go, The keyword to text to stand a chance of winning a pair of tickets this morning is fan. We can hook you up courtesy of AEG Presents if you text the keyword fan, F-A-N, to 720-623-2995. All the info on the Collective Soul and live show is at 995themountain.com. Good luck. Pamela Anderson did some excellent work in the new Naked Gun movie. She's now capitalising on her resurgence in popularity by selling $38 artisanal pickles. Have you noticed if you put the word artisan in front of any food, it immediately makes it more expensive? This is a limited time thing, and she is donating proceeds to benefit the California Wildlife Center. So there is that. I'm Ian Canfield on Mountain Mornings. I'll say this. I picked up Trader Joe's new dill pickle mustard the other day, and it might be the best mustard I've ever tasted. So I might be moving towards pickles. There was a period of time when truffles seemed to make everything taste better. Truffle burgers, truffle cheese, truffle fries. I think Pamela Anderson might be onto something here. I think pickle might be the new truffle. It is looking more likely Metallica will do a residency at the Sphere in Las Vegas. Robert Trujillo has been saying the possibilities are endless, and they like the idea that no heavy rock band has performed at that venue. I'm Ian Canfield on Mountain Mornings. A friend told me yesterday that the Backstreet Boys have got a residency at Sphere. I would have thought they'd been playing somewhere like House of Blues size, but clearly I am very much incorrect in that assessment as to Backstreet Boys' current popularity. So yeah, Metallica might do it. And I've said this before, bands love doing Vegas residencies when they get to a certain age, because the idea of not traveling and being able to return to the same bed night after night after night is very appealing. Plus, when you're in Vegas, you tend to be able to stay really close to the venue. I guarantee that after they've agreed on money, the next topic of discussion between the venue and Metallica will be, well, how far away are our rooms? And can we figure out the stage time so that we're finished and in bed by 10? Do you remember there was some controversy a while ago when Cracker Barrel announced a remodel? Well, they've now responded to fans who were upset about the changes that were made. And Cracker Barrel called them a vocal minority, but say overall, people are very pleased with the new look. I'm Ian Canfield on 99.5 The Mountain. Is Cracker Barrel still main demographic over 65 years of age? You wait until AOL have switched off their dial-up internet. None of these people will be able to get online to complain. There is a new app that allows couples to sell tickets to their wedding. Not to friends and family, but to strangers. And the idea is that it can reduce costs, and random people can pay to attend the event socially. Is this like a concert package? Can you pay more to get a seat closer to the front of the actual ceremony? Maybe you could really upgrade and conduct the ceremony. That would be like getting a side of stage experience with your favourite band. I don't get it. I mean, I get it from the point of view that a couple who are getting married can make some money from this. What I don't get is the type of person that would pay for it. Going to a wedding of people that you know is enough effort as it is. You're going to have to get a gift, you might have to travel, you're going to dress smartly, you have to meet a load of people you don't know. But you do it for people that you really like and you're happy that they're getting married. Who goes to a wedding for people they don't know as if going to weddings is a hobby? We got a podcast, did you know? We put together all of the news stuff that I discuss on this show. It's available in a very succinct format. That means you can be up to date with the most pressing stories of the day in about 5 or 6 minutes. It's called Ian Canfield, because that's my name. So you can get it at 995themountain.com or wherever you get podcasts. Ask for it by name, Ian Canfield. If you want to hang out tomorrow, I'll be back from 6 with more Collective Soul and live tickets up for grabs around 7:30.